All right, so let's begin with chapter 7. So in this chapter, what we will do is we will try to, you know, understand some basic terms which are used in media planning. And then there are certain considerations which we must know about different media formats. And we will discuss these considerations in detail. So starting with the basic terms in media planning. Of right, so the first one is reach. Now reach basically means is that, you know, how many people, you know, saw your ad. So let's say, you know, if a particular TG that you're trying to target has 10 lakh people in it, and if your campaign is, let's say, reaching out to 3 lakh people out of those 10 lakh people, it means that your media campaign has reached 30 or your media campaign has a reach of 30%, right? So that's basically reach. How many people saw your ad or how many people got exposed to your ad. Then comes frequency. Now, what frequency means is that, you know, how often people saw your ad. For example, if it's a 1 month campaign, there will be a lot of ads that we will be running, right? But it's not that all the ads that we run, people will get exposed to it, right? People will only get exposed to a certain amount of ads. So, for example, if it's a 1 month campaign, probably people will see your ad at an average of maybe 5. So that becomes then your frequency of your campaign or any effective frequency for the campaign. Yeah, then comes impact. Now, impact is basically, kind of impact or the amount of impact that your ad or the advertising unit can create. So let's say, taking example of a print media, a full page ad may have a bigger impact than a half page ad, or a jacket can have a bigger impact than a full page ad, right? So that's the impact that an advertising unit or media can create on individuals. So that's called as an impact. Then comes continuity. So in the context of media campaign, there are multiple scheduling strategies that we use. Okay, so continuity in this case basically means the scheduling of your advertisement or scheduling of your media campaign. Now for example, FMCG companies, right, fast moving consumer good companies, they are relevant, their products are relevant throughout the year, there is no seasonality. So for these advertisers, it is important that their media campaigns run throughout the campaign. So that's basically maintaining a continuity or a pattern of scheduling. There are three types of continuity, or there are three types of lighting strategies which we will see going forward. Yes, and the last one is recency. Now, what recency means is that, you know, the relevance during a purchase time. So The exposure of your ad is considered as most potent or most valuable when a consumer is actually in the process of buying or in the process of decision making. So at that point in time, if your ad hits the consumer, then it will have the biggest impact. So that's called as a recency, right? We will talk about recency also in detail. So we'll first begin with reach. Reach, like we said, it's basically, you know, a number or a percentage of people within your target audiences who will be exposed to the ad. Now, reach is expressed either as numerical or in absolute terms, or it could also be expressed as a percentage. So, for example, taking an earlier example, if my target audience has, you know, total 10 lakh people within it, and you know, 3 lakh people, let's say, got exposed to my ad, then in terms of numerical or in terms of absolute numbers, 3 lakh is my reach, but 30% is the percentage reach for the campaign. Yeah, then comes frequency. Now frequency, like we said, it's basically the number of times people get exposed to your ad. Now, frequency is of two types. The first one is the frequency of insertion. So this is basically, you know, number of times your ad appears in media, right? It's basically number of times your ad appears in the media. It's not whether people got exposed to it, right? And then comes the frequency of exposure, which is basically number of times people got exposed to your ad or number of times people saw your ad. So these are two types. This frequency of insertion, and then there is frequency of exposure. Now, frequency is usually expressed as, you know, either a per week frequency or a campaign level frequency. But practically, we never use, you know, frequency at an annual or a yearly level. So let's understand this frequency from an example. Now, let's say you're running a radio campaign. And let's say there are, you know, in a day you're running 15 spots on radio station, let's say Radio Mirchi, right? Let's say you are out, you know, driving to your office or driving to your college, and you know, through radio you listen to one of the spots which is being played. So as an advertiser, we were actually placing like 15 spots per day. Okay, in the morning I got exposed to one message, and then probably on my way back I listened to that ad twice. So although as an advertiser I have played like 15 spots in that day, an average consumer like me probably will get exposed to the ad twice or thrice a day. So that's basically, so 15 here becomes the frequency of insertion, and 2 or 3 times it would be your frequency of exposure. Then comes the impact. Now impact, it's basically the impact that your ad or an advertising unit has on an audience or on your target audience. So impact could be of two types, right? So impact can be at a creative level. So let's say if it's a newspaper ad, right? What is the headline of that ad? What is written in it? What is the body copy of it? You know, how are the visuals? So that ad itself, right? It has an impact on the audience reading it, right? If it's a video, a TV commercial of 30 seconds, you know, how are its visual, what are people talking about? So that's the impact at a creative level. Now, in terms of media, the impact could be in terms of the size. So taking again example of a print, a full page ad will have a higher impact than your half page ad. Or, you know, it could also be about the position. So an ad placed inside will have a lesser impact than an ad which is coming on top of the newspaper or on the front page, right? So if we talk about TV, you know, optimal length of that ad and placement of that ad is also will also play an important role in terms of creating impact. So an ad running in the afternoon time band will have a lesser impact as compared to the ad which is running in the prime time, which is in the evening. Then comes the continuity or flighting strategy. Now, this is essentially, a pattern of advertising schedule, which is meant for creating maximum impact. Now, there are three different types of flighting strategies or continuity. So, starting with the first, which is called continuity. So, this is basically, this scheduling will be throughout all the months and all the parts of the month. So, this is especially true for, FMCG brands. Let's take an example of a detergent brand like, Surf Excel, for example. Now, Surf Excel is relevant throughout all the 12 months, right? It is not dependent on any seasonality, so to say. So, for Surf Excel, it will be important that it keeps advertising throughout the year so that, people are aware of the brand throughout, for such brands, constant reinforcement is needed so that, that brand remains on top of mind of people, right? So this is the continuous strategy wherein an advertiser will keep advertising probably throughout the year and, all the parts of the month. Then comes flighting strategy. Now, flighting strategy essentially is like, there will be a campaign. There will be a scheduling of the campaign. Then we will take a pause. And after some point in time, we will again resume. So now this is especially suited for, brands which are seasonal or advertisers who have a finite budget or a limited budget, right? If we have to quote an example for such brand doing flighting strategy, we can consider a category like Chyawanprash. Now, Chyawanprash, we all know is that, it is, when we consume it, it probably helps us gain some immunity, right? So, Chyawanprash may choose to advertise during the monsoon season because the immunity of people will be lesser during that point in time. Then it will stop for some point in time. Then again in winters, it is supposed, like people are supposed to have lesser immunity. Then it will again start advertising. So it has ran campaign for some point in time. It has taken a pause and then it has again begin. So this is called as a flighting strategy, right? And the third strategy is called pulsing. Now, pulsing is basically a combination of continuity and a flighting strategy. It's essentially like its name says, it's like a pulse, right? So basically there will be continuity, basically at a low intensity continuity, then there will be peaks of, there will be high spike and then they will again continue with a low intensity continuity. So this is, the brand is essentially present throughout the year, or the advertising is happening throughout the year. It's only that during certain peak times, there will be, an additional media investment or additional reinforcement of the message that will happen. So that this is called as a pulsing strategy. Now, so some examples of pulsing strategy could be, categories like deodorants. Now, deodorant, we all know is that, it's applicable throughout all the months. I mean, we use it throughout all 12 months. However, especially during summers, right, when there is a lot of sweat, deodorant brands may choose to, intensify their campaigns, right? So throughout the year, they will keep advertising, and when the summer will come, then the intensity of the scheduling will be increasing. So this is essentially pulsing strategy. Now let's talk about the share. So share is basically, you know, a percentage of people who, you know, tune to a specific channel or a specific station compared to all the channels in that station. Right. So, for example, let's say taking example of a TV, there are around 900 plus channels in India. Right. So each of these channels will have a certain amount of share. Right. Now, let's say taking example of a HSM or a Hindi speaking market, you know, Star Plus may have a share of 4%, followed by probably there will be Zee TV having a share of 3.5%, or a Sony TV will have a share of 2%. So all of these shares, right, they will add up to 100, right? So this is how we will know which channel has a better share, and probably then by virtue of it, which channel, which are the top channels in that particular market. Now comes the day part. Now we have discussed the day part before, you know, so when it comes to TV or even in that case radio, right, the day parts are divided as, you know, morning, afternoon or evening. So it's basically, you know, the certain advertisers, you know, can choose to actually advertise during a particular day part or a time band. So, you know, Dabur is one of such advertisers who choose to advertise only during evening or only during prime time, because they want to advertise, you know, only while maximum people are watching the program. So that's day part. It could be morning, afternoon or evening. Usually evening is the prime time, but for a genre like news, even morning can be considered as a prime time. Now, there are costs for advertising on TV, right? So, and it depends on a number of different factors. So it depends on the number of viewers that that a channel, you know, number of, it depends on the number of viewers that a particular channel has, you know, and hence the TVR. So it can vary by the day part. It can be, so it could be, so a prime time, which is evening, will definitely have a higher higher rate as compared to a non-prime time, which is probably afternoon, right? So cost of advertising on TV can vary depending on A, the number of you know, viewers that a particular channel has, and it can also vary by the day parts. Now, certain considerations are there for advertising on radio. You know, the HUR or households using radio is basically, you know, a percentage of what percentage of people or what percentage of TG that listens to the radio at a particular point in time. Okay, so that is called as an HUR or household using radio. Now for radio, again, there's another factor or another parameter called as QM rating, which is essentially total number of people listening to a particular day part, expressed as a percentage. So QM rating is very important while deciding which radio channel can be a part of our plan. Now, unfortunately, the QM ratings or these ratings, right, this measurement that is available in the radio space, it is only available for the top four metros, and it comes through a tool called as RAM, RAM, basically audience, radio audience measurement. Then again, certain considerations for radio is that, you know, when it comes to radio, the target audience, right, we'll need to target the local audience and obviously the suitable demographics, right? Then we'll have to reach people when they are offline, right? That is very important for radio, because radio as such anyway is a very audio focused medium. So the it runs in the background, right? So we need to have we need to reach out to people when they are actually in the actually offline and in a mode to you know, receive the ad or the content on the radio. So reaching out to people when they are offline is very important. Then we'll have to choose a suitable airtime. So for example, if we are targeting, you know, office going populace, then probably advertising in the afternoon will not make sense. So we'll have to choose the suitable airtime as well. Crafting a very memorable ad on radio is very important because there's no visual element to it. It's only the audio that plays, it's only the audio that a listener listens to, right? So creating a memorable ad in terms of, let's say, a jingle or a catchy tune is very important. And it works really good if there's a good jingle or a good tune to it. Again, let's not forget that radio is essentially a frequency builder, right? It's a reminder medium. So we need to ensure that we are playing the ads on the regular radio regularly and repeatedly. So that we have a we can remind people, and radio acts as a support media for other mainline media like TV or digital.